Give me all the money I want.
What'd I tell you? He needs money, he'll be here.
That or deny, deny, deny.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'd like to call the February 10th regular scheduled trustees meeting to order. Request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Present, sorry.
Dave Bench. Bo Miller, present. Okay. So, Alex, you and I will be busy here for the first couple. So I need a, looking for a motion to approve the minutes from the January 27th meeting.
I'll make the motion.
I can second that. Roll call. Dave Bench. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion carries. Fiscal officer's report. All right, so we'll do the payment listing. Electronic payment 12-2026 through 15-2026 and warrant numbers 24487 through 24529 in the amount of $94,863.38. Receipt details since the last meeting. We brought in $2,337.88. And our fund status. Available in our primary checking is $829,340.13. Our pooled investments, $709,333.78, with a combined total of $1,538,673.91. Looking for a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
I'll make the motion.
I can second that. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Dave Bench. Motion carries. Anything from zoning?
Nope. He'll be at our next meeting.
Okay.
I did talk with him today, but he's just going to postpone his updates and stuff till the next meeting.
Okay. Fire Department Chief, you're up.
Okay, we're good. Here's your report for tonight. Okay. You can follow along. So we have a couple announcements of firefighters retiring or leaving. Bertha Horsley is, she's now on a leave of absence for up to a year. She works at TRC and they've just been going through a lot of shutdowns and stuff, so she hasn't been able to serve the department. So it's no harm, no foul. She's just gonna go on leave of absence. Gabriel Hageman has shared with me, he's gonna quit our department due to his work schedules change. He got into an apprenticeship where he's at and he moved to Genoa. He's leaving in good standings. He said he'd like to move back into our area. What he's doing is helping family out. He was living with his mother, but his sister lives in Genoa. She needed some help, so he's living with her to help her out with their situation. As I stated before, Keith Tuttle retired. I just couldn't remember. I wanted to give that one of these copies to Joel, so he wanted them in written documents. So on that note, I would like to hire them. And so we have two. We have a Lucas Hageman, spelled the same. No, I don't know that they're any relation. And then we have a, let me start from the beginning. There's Chad Kwapich, and then there's Lucas's. I'll get you a copy. And then Chad Kwapich. Was a Oregon firefighter, and so he's a firefighter. He firefighter one, and an EMT. Obviously, we have to spend no training, no cost in money on him, so I'd like to hire him. The second one, Lucas, is currently in at Owens for EMT school now, so, but I'd like permission to hire these two, and pending their background check and physical, I'm confident they could both be an asset. Lucas has been helping us out in different events and stuff like that, too, so he's a young kid. The other one is a more mature man.
Thank you, because he graduated the same year I did, so I was waiting for you to say old, and I was going to get on you. How do you pronounce his last name?
Kwapich.
Kwapich?
If I'm saying it right.
You've seen that? You got him?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I'll move to hire Chad Kwapich, pending a physical and background check for the fire department, especially since he's got his firefighter one EMT.
I'll second.
Roll call, Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench? Motion carries. I also like to make a motion to hire Lucas Hagman, pending his background and physical, for the fire department.
I'll second.
All right. Roll call. Dave Bench. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Next item I have on our list is I have an estimate from Computer Extreme, which we had seeked out. I may only have one of those. But that is to do 5 cameras on the inside of the station. As you recall, I recommended, or I would like to get these because of our medicines that we have on board. This way, both squads will be monitored, and our room for our where the drugs are at. So that'll be monitored, and then I included now the snack room, because there was some concern that some items were walking, whether someone's borrowing something and they're forgetting to tell somebody, different items. And then the other one was to observe another door in the truck bay. Then there was 2 cameras on the outside, one in the front, one in the back. Now, you know, if you guys don't feel that some of these are necessary, I'm willing to, let's talk about it and we can do whatever, but Computer Extreme would be taking care of all of it for us, so.
So, I want to show you this. Alex, and Chief, has he showed you how it works? So, I have these same cameras in my shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say I want to go to, let's go to here. So, that's live right now. It's dark in there, right? But if I go to playback, you can go back and play yesterday, and it will only record when there's motion. And I just want to show you the quality of these, and you can zoom right in, so I can, and they got sound on them too, so I mean they're pretty impressive for what the cost is on them. So
not bad.
Yeah, they're, I mean, for what they are.
Can I see that?
Oh,
there's the chief.
Yeah, the one thing I was asking you, Chief, on that, The 2600 he's got for the install, did you talk to him about if you guys ran the cable?
I did not.
Okay. So,
Are these all, I know a lot of the newer cameras are actually Wi-Fi between like the DVR box and the camera itself. A lot of them don't have the cables.
No, these are all cable.
Oh, they are cable. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're all hardwired because that's where they get their power. And what it is because I think we put in, I got to do my outside ones. I was waiting for the weather to break, but I think I got like 14 of them in the shop and going to go around the outside. And it's literally running a Cat 6 cable to wherever it's going to go back to a central location. You home run them all back to a network switch.
Okay.
So it may be, if you guys want to save a little bit of money,
yep,
you could talk to him and say, hey, we'll buy the Cat 6 cable and we'll run them. And then he comes in, puts the ends on, and you could probably save yourself at least $2,000. I mean, if it's something that If that's something your guys are willing to.
Yeah, I'm willing to do.
I mean, it was simple.
I got a scissor, I got an electric scissors left, so.
Yeah, I mean.
It's easy to run around in the power station to do that.
Because that's what, that's where it all, that's where a lot of that install costs.
Was the labor to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do all that.
And I installed all mine in like 2 days, like ran all the, and I ran, you know, across the whole building. And okay. Multiple ones, and they just all get home run back, so.
So we'll just table that for right now?
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, I'm very impressed with the quality of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all goes to a DVR, and it just.
Yeah, we do. There is a need for them. Yeah. I'd just like to see that amount go down a little bit somehow. So.
But yeah, what was the total on 50-something?
Let's flip to the next page.
It was 5,900.
5,900, yeah, I mean, because you're, I mean, the cameras are not expensive, and in all honesty, I mean, you know, $170 a piece for, you know, five cameras is not, you know, well, $850 for five cameras, $170 a piece, but.
I'm not so sure Otarma wouldn't be pleased with seeing this, too, as a.
Sure, yeah.
As an added security, I'm sure the pharmacy board would.
And one thing that I know, because the other issue that we're running into, or we had to. We didn't do when we first installed it was, I have that separate building, and I have no Wi-Fi out there, so he actually, and that's where I think that if we've talked about the camera at the recycling station, he could put a antenna over here, and an antenna over there, and that's the bridge.
And he could bridge the two.
He could bridge it, and we could tie into that one where we buy that camera and the bridging. It wasn't expensive. I mean, they were really, really reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, for another $500, you could probably have the camera over there, do over there on that, and it's live. Then you could see who's throwing the garbage in there and who's doing what.
That'd be worth it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, for sure.
It would be worth it to piggyback onto your, onto this when he does it, so. We'll just bring that up as we go. So if you're good with tabling it,
I'll get him and we'll get involved a little more. Did you gentlemen see this did you receive this email?
Yes.
Okay. So you've already got it. All right. Then
I did see this. Yeah.
It's just the estimates.
There was no dollar amount. It was just the,
no, it was just the percentage estimates.
The one thing that I did want to ask, because that number jumped out to me. Oh, that was over 4 years, that's why.
Yeah. That's your copy for you to keep anyway, so.
Thanks.
But I just received it.
So.
Day ago.
If you run that number, Alex, the law enforcement. Oh, I'm sorry. I looking at the wrong number. Hold on.
The 3,684?
Yeah.
And this is a 4 year total?
Yeah. That's 2.5 calls a day to law enforcement.
It's not much. And even that seems high.
It does seem high to me. But if you take the entire number, 6103. That's averaging 4.23 calls a day. Well, yeah.
Now, is that from the law enforcement side or the fire side?
Total. Hold on a minute.
Oh, total. Okay.
Hold on a minute here. You work more than that. That's more where I'm thinking work hours. It's 127 calls a month.
Here.
Between law, fire, and EMS.
That seems high.
That seems high to me.
Let's find the Oregon.
Chief. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
So that's 127 calls a day is what they're saying we're averaging over 4 years.
I understand.
So is there a way...
It does say the appealing 7 days.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to appeal.
Proportional. Yes, I believe
We do too. Especially more so on the police side, because we have such little coverage of physical coverage.
You know what? I can email him on this.
Her.
Her. No, it's going to. No, I thought, oh, general questions on the proportional share data or additional CAB report requests can be emailed directly to Lucas County. Okay. I was looking at Eric there.
Oh, I don't know who this Kimberly Bunce, I don't know who that is.
Unresolved issues can be submitted for appeal on the board of directors. The appeal must be submitted in writing and emailed to administrative projects coordinator Kimberly Bunce. Well, March 6th doesn't give us much time. I mean, this email, I mean, that literally gives us a month to try and do this. Okay. I will email him tomorrow and see about getting the, I'd like to see the CAD report on this to uphold these numbers, because that just seems high. At 127 calls a day over 4 years.
Well, that most probably includes the little lady calling about garbage, dead animal laying in the road.
Still, that's a lot.
I know.
That's still a lot, because I know, well, at one point, when this all first started coming to us, one of the dispatchers had reached out to me and said, double check them numbers, because every 911 hang-up call gets sent on Jerusalem Township's. That's just a place to dump it. And that was before they started billing us for it.
Wow.
So that was when our numbers were originally wrong. I mean, they were ridiculously high. High. So, all right, I'll email him tomorrow, Chief, and see what we can get going and see if we can.
If they can get us, like, some raw data, I'm happy to crunch raw data. I'm pretty good at that, so.
All right, anything else, Chief?
Yes. So we had our large-scale ice exercise at Long Beach State Park. It was well attended by multiple agencies, and the rest of this week we're preparing for the possibility of having to go after some ice fishermen. So, but it was a great job by everyone, and the reviews that we got back were all positives, and I'd heard back from other chiefs from other departments and saying, yeah, they really enjoyed the training and felt it was a good, challenging exercise. And so we did buy some ice chains for the UTV in the event that we have to go out of there. So we're prepping that. And we're networking with local airboats to see if they're willing to assist us. And they are, providing they're not fishing.
Well, hey, if they're out fishing, they're already halfway there.
Well, you know, I've talked to them about that. I said, I've got their numbers, or so I can call them and say, you know, hey, we're getting an incident over here. Can you go check it out?
I still have the radio on, but I might keep it one more weekend, because I'll be out all weekend. And this weekend sounds rough.
Right.
With the ice fishing, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Other than that, everything's going really well. We are staffing the utility on a, not on a regular scheduled basis, not a 24/7, but you know, this is just new, so we're just kind of getting through it and seeing how it's going. So that's working out good so far. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Well, one thing I did want to say was, I know that you guys put in a lot of work into that ice rescue training, and it sounded like there was a huge turnout for it. So, you know, super proud of the fire department and all the members that participated in that and got that going. And it seems like it's going to be an every year event for you guys. So.
Well, only if we get ice.
Only if we get ice. So,
but we did get some good coverage from the township.
Yes, yes, you did.
You know, some good news coverage.
Yeah.
Deputy Chief Wolf did a really good job on his, on the interview, and I got a kick out of the news reporter putting in the Mustang suit and getting in the water and doing this newscast from the pond at Maumee Bay.
And I would like to thank Keith Tuttle for his service, his years of service with us here. I know Keith coming to this as a retired guy, and you know, he retired, and he did a lot for his community for the time that he was here. And you know, I get it. It's time to move on and do other things and enjoy some. And he's a busy guy with, he's involved in a lot of stuff. So
yeah, he is.
I want to thank Keith for all his time. So that's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got too.
Kevin, you're up. You got 3 minutes.
Couple minor things. Just finally getting started with some spring service. Finally got the mailbox up that Alex referred to earlier that she's been patiently waiting for 2 weeks now. Got that up today. Got some road signs fixed. Hydraulic problems seem to be our big thing right now going on. Got some cylinders and stuff I gotta have rebuilt. Got a couple hydraulic lines replaced. And just oddball stuff, just normal wear and tear type stuff due to age. So, other than that, that is all I have for now.
Are salts coming?
Supposed to be.
Okay.
I'll call again first next week if I haven't heard yet. But I was told last week it could be any day. They'll call the day before they deliver.
Okay.
So at this point, we're not getting billed for it until it hits the salt shed and they get an accurate number of how much we get.
Okay.
So.
All right. The one thing I do have here, and Joel had left this, and this was, we need to make a motion to approve this bill for American Enterprise. And I believe this is for the backhoe. Exhaust leak, remove rusted components, cut off, busted manifold bolts. Yeah, right, the backhoe?
Yeah, usually that's all just covered under repairs and maintenance, which is in the budget. But
yeah, I think it's because the bill was $4,866.50. I think it's why he's asking us for a motion, so.
Well, is there a way, because we always used to put a repair and maintenance budget together, as long as there was money, you don't have to approve these. It was always you notified your supervisor that it exceeded the $3,000, and he was supposed to disperse it, because you guys have to approve every bill. There's very few bills anymore that you're going to get that don't have to be approved at every meeting.
I think if it was if it was an emergency, like,
yeah,
if Tony needs tires or you blow a truck, you know, something, you're going to call somebody and say, hey, I'm going to spend this money, and can we got to get the truck back on the road?
Well, and that bill right there, plus the parts, saved us about $9,000.
Yeah.
So
I'll make the motion to approve the bill for American Enterprise for $4,866.50, and this is repairs to the backhoe that we needed.
I'll second.
Roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Bo Miller? Yes. Motion carries. All right. That it, Kevin?
That's it.
Okay.
Still waiting on those handbook stuff. So you got to get me that so I can get that off to the attorney. One of these days.
No. I'll try to get them out this week. Me and Eric talked about it last week, too.
Yeah. Mailbox was more important. We had to get that.
Well,
that lady kept bugging me. We had to get that out of the way.
All right. Alex, did you have any old business? I didn't.
No.
I didn't think there was. And we only got one new business. I told you guys this was going to be quick tonight. Rob?
I've got one other item for new business after that. But.
Rob, you got the floor regarding the ADA compliant.
Yep. If you recall, a couple meetings ago, you guys requested that I research the ADA compliant website provision that's out. Just so happens down at the OTA, they had a conference or a session on it, so I went to it. They only had one extra book. I don't know who's going to oversee this program, but they had a.
Right, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay. This packet of information, the slides show that they presented is in there. It's the only one they put in a nice bag. So
he just wanted the bag.
Yeah.
I've got so many bags laying around like that.
They only had a few of them, so I grabbed it. But basically, what the session covered was Townships with 50,000 residents or below have to be ADA compliant by April 26, 2027. Bigger townships have to be by this April 2026. And what that is, I'm not going to bore you with the details, but there's a lot of issues with the website, like the types of colors is one thing, you know, the text, how you click on things. It all has to be ADA compliant, and there's a formula for each segment of it. And it includes all township websites. Websites, mobile apps, emails, and social media posts. So Facebook Live has to be, or YouTube, or whatever we go to. Now, they did say that pre-existing Facebook and social media posts are exempt, so we don't have to go through, change everything. It's only going forward after next year, April. Does it have to be compliant? So, like Facebook, if we have a meeting like we're having right now, it has to have closed captioning and stuff like that for people that want to participate or, you know, watch it. They did stress that there's thousands of cases have been filed in website accessibility. There's some lawyers out there chasing people. They're going out there, oh, this client couldn't get on the website because it wasn't compliant, and they're suing and winning. So it's something that we have to do.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think objectively it's a good thing. It's just frustrating the federal government just says, this is what you're going to do.
Yeah, to do it, yeah.
And this, but here's no money. Yeah.
And it's the same as, you know, like our drinking fountains have to be ADA compliant, and the toilets and everything, facilities. So they're adding the website into it now, too. The good news is the township, the OTA, is partnering with this shoemaker group, and they're updating. You can go to them, have it, your website updated. There's a price sheet in there I gave to you. It ranges from the bronze to the platinum, from $700 to $3,500, depending on what we get. But they go through, and on the back here is they include a free accessibility audit of your website if you scan this code. So I'm asking you guys want me to probably have an evaluation done on our website, see sure. what they say.
Yeah.
And then we're probably going to, if you want, partner with them to get it updated.
Well, what I'd like to see before we go this far is, Alex and I have talked about this before, is getting rid of some of the information that's on that website. I think the less information you have, obviously, is going to have a cost difference, because yeah. we're not going to be paying for them to go through 40,000 yep. pages of stuff. That website, in my opinion, is so cumbersome to work through that it's so hard to find stuff. And I go on there at times to do stuff. I was telling Alex earlier, you know what should be like our background page picture? Is the garbage calendar. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, people don't want to know, I mean, venues. And I get what they were trying to do when they were designing that and doing it. They were trying to put as much information in there, but too much information is almost hindrance.
Yeah.
You know, it's simple.
If you look on the sheet right here, here's an example of a website. Very simple, easy to use. That's an ADA compliant website.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy the stuff that we have on there.
Our website is very
there's
it was nice stuff for the time.
It was.
If
I
we're going to be stuck complying with this.
If we're going to upgrade it, we might as well upgrade everything.
I'm telling you, the keeping it simple. I mean, that's like what it boils down to is we don't need all that information. We need about a third of what's on there, and keep it to the point. The things that affect the township and their daily lives is what needs to be on there. I mean, we had venues and there was...
We're kind of like advertising for outsiders almost from a tourist perspective, which...
Correct.
You know, if you already live here, you kind of know what's
right.
around.
I mean, yeah, you want to be able to... I would love to still be able to have, like, linked to the boats, the charter boats and the marinas. I'm good with that. Like the things that are in our township on a daily basis. But man, there was so much information in there that it was, I mean, you've
seen it. You can get lost in it.
Yeah, you can get lost in it. And the other thing I'd like to see, and this is way above my head when it comes to technology.
Mm-hmm.
But I know our website uses cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that a lot of residents, I think, have an issue with is
still do.
They look at that, and then 2 weeks later, they go back, and we've updated it, and then they're calling me or saying, well, Bo said he's going to do this. And it's like, it's done, but they can't see it because they didn't clear their cookies. So it doesn't...
That happens to me all the time because I'm the guy updating it.
Yeah.
I'll update it, send them an email, update it, I'll look, I'll go back in, it's not done. What the hell? You know,
yeah.
So I call them back. Oh, it's been updated. You got to clear your cookies. So I clear my cookies. Yep.
I don't know. But is there a way to do that?
It's a pain in the rear.
Can they do that, you think? Or?
There's got to be a way. I mean.
Because not every website uses cookies. And I don't understand. I mean, I get there was probably a principle for it at one point.
That's like a 20-year-old problem.
Yeah, like we should be like that. Because people are like, it's not there. I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right here. It's there.
Yeah.
And then you
the reason I wanted to present to you guys is, I mean, there's a sheet in there, and you can read it, but there's going to be a cost associated with this, depending on what we want to do.
Sure, yeah.
And I suggest, I'm going to have the free audit done just to see where we're at. Probably talk with Evan and Neon Goldfish and see what they say and see if they have any suggestions. One of the questions is, if we go with this group, this is the group that does the Ohio Township's website. So they partnered with them. They gave them state pricing. So these prices are been negotiated with the Township Association. But one of the things that I would want to find out is, if we have them updated, can we still use Neon Goldfish? Or are they the new web designer?
Right.
Because I don't think we want to go away from Neon Goldfish.
No.
Because
them guys, they work pretty good for us. I mean, you call them up.
They're right on top of things.
And they do it right away for you, and there's no...
The only downside to Neon Goldfish is you can't do website updates outside of business hours. So that is one downside to working with them. But I think they worked well for, how the township has functioned in the past and even up to this current point.
Right. And I mean, really, we pay $200 a month for that. They host it. They do all, anytime we need any changes, there's no extra charge for it. They just do it.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a pretty reasonable rate to do the maintenance on it like that for us. So, but I do just think we need to like cut a lot of it out.
Yeah. And that was one of the notes I took is archive content is exempt from the new law. So we don't have to go through and like say we keep minutes from a year from trustee meetings.
Right.
We don't have to go through and make those ADA compliant. It's just whatever going, put on there going forward.
Yeah.
And if we make any changes, like say you want to add something to the website, it has to be in an ADA compliant platform. So
that almost sounds like more than enough stuff.
Yeah, like if we did it ourselves, we could almost like go backwards if we, we'd have to make sure whoever we go with, hopefully it's Neon Goldfish, they do it, everything going forward, ADA compliant, which I would assume because it sounds like everybody in the country has to change that's getting government money because it's a government-funded thing. So everybody, school systems, cities, villages, they all have to change.
And this is required by April of 2026 or 2027.
Yeah.
For us.
I thought it's not a little later than that. Somehow I thought it was 28 or 29.
No, it's right.
Soon? Okay.
It's right in that information there. April 26, 2027, which I'm like, oh shit, there's a deadline. I hate deadlines. Right.
So what if we, like, in all honesty, what if we shot for a deadline of January 1 of 27?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's
a good deadline.
I think it'd be a fair deadline for us.
Yeah.
Especially once you go through and...
Well, it depends on, I don't know how long they take. And they did suggest, you know, like everybody's going to be, they said don't be last minute because everybody and their brother are going to be trying to update it. A lot of people don't even know. I mean, we got the advantage. We know already so that we have to do it. So maybe we can
If that's an advantage.
If it's in the advantage, yeah.
Right.
But if we didn't know, like I first seen the date of April 26, 2026, I'm like, crap, we got 2 months, you know?
Yeah.
And I looked, it was for larger townships, so at least we have a year, a little more than a year to look at it, but.
Yeah, I'd say we could shoot like a January 1 deadline for us. That'd be, if we get it done before, great.
It's even better, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But are you gonna be the point man on that, like report to you?
Yep, that'll work.
And then I'll do like the legwork for it, so that's all I have.
Yeah, so if you get stuff, you get a chance with Rob, or you guys could talk about that, like.
Slimming down.
Slimmer down, yep, cut the fat out.
Yep, there's a lot of crap, I know, like zoning stuff, there's a lot of stuff that's old.
And then I'm at the point of if it's gotta be for Facebook and YouTube, I'm ready just to whack, cut that off too, because it's, we don't, by law, we don't have to do this live streaming. So if we get to a point where we're like, it's gonna be more of a hindrance to us to do all that, I'd be like, yep.
Like, I don't know how you handle closed captioning. Like, I would have no idea how you take care of that. That one's kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, closed captioning's nice, but.
That's probably where we'd have to bring Kevin in, maybe. Chief, you don't have a separate fire department website, do you?
We do not, no.
So do we have any, like, other websites other than just township, and then we use Facebook, right? Yep. We don't have anything else?
Nope.
Our email system, too, has to be included in that, so.
Yeah. I would assume Google's already ADA compliant.
Well, they did say that not responsible for, like, if another platform, say we use another platform of some type, they should already be, like, we're not responsible for them being ADA compliant.
Ha, gotcha. So,
but already, if we broadcast on Facebook Live, we have to close caption it, you know, so, or YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, I'll do some research on the closed caption, see if there's some way to solve that.
Well, I'll tell them when we, because you scan this, I'm going to have them scan this.
That's the easiest way to solve it.
This year, and when they do our accessibility audit, they'll, you know, I'll tell them about that. So
there's a loophole for everything. If we had to, there's a way to fix that. So
all right. Anyway. Thank you, Rob.
That's all I got.
Thank you. Alex, you had one more, you said?
Yep. I had a phone call with Beth Ackerman from Oregon City Council today, and she just wanted to call and say hello and extend an olive branch to us. Primarily wanted to know if we wanted to participate in their America 250 celebration. Not really sure in what capacity or what they'd like us to do. I told her we probably don't have any funds to expend on it, but she just seemed welcoming, wanted us to participate with them, so I just wanted to get your blessing. And
I can talk on that too, because I'm on the board of the Oregon Jerusalem Historical Society.
She did mention that, yeah.
You had made me liaison between the township and the society at one time. We have a whole slate of programs that we're doing, and we're partnering with the Oregon Rec, so they're actually doing our sign-ups for some of our programs. So, you know, you guys, or the township is part of Oregon because it's Oregon Jerusalem Historical Society. You can partner with us in some way. We have some lectures coming up, like some speakers. I mean, we could probably utilize the hall or something to that effect, advertise, you know, some of the events on there. I know the rec is going to be advertising our events. You might have even seen them already on Facebook and stuff, but.
Oh, goody. Sounds like you just signed yourself up for some work to be the point man on this, right?
Well,
you're already doing it anyways.
Like, we have a lot of stuff we're doing this year, a whole list of stuff. And there's a lot of municipalities are doing our MS program. Toledo's doing a bunch. The state's doing a bunch. Oregon's doing a bunch. They're doing some with us, some on their own also. But
you good with that, Bob?
Yep.
Okay. Can I put you in contact with Beth?
Yep.
Cool. All right. I'll send you your info after the meeting.
Okay.
All right. That's all I got.
Business. All right. Upcoming events. We got that Lucas County Township, Lucas County Dinner. It's February 12th.
David asked me to attend that.
Okay. You're going to go to that?
Fire department. Yeah.
Okay.
He said he would provide some information that he wanted me to share.
All right. The District Integrating Committee is February 12th. And then we have our meeting with the engineers March 4th at, from 10 to 11. So that's the big one with the engineers. Any public participation? Chief?
We had the Lucas County Sheriff's communication vehicle there for the our event that we utilized, and so we had two officers there. One was a lieutenant, and he shared with me that encouraging us to try and set up a meeting with the sheriff, and maybe we can get into some conversations, and we can even improve the road patrol out here if that's a possibility. So. So that was suggested.
Okay. Any other public participation? Bill Tank.
Question for Tony.
Yes, sir.
Any effort being applied to the fire department rating?
Yes. With we're also looking at, now that we're doing a day car or staff car from time to time, I'm trying to see if that doesn't have an added value, because it has a it's a quick response vehicle. We minimize the delay of getting a person from their home to the station to a vehicle to go. This way they're in a vehicle, they go, and they
can direct
see it.
Response.
Yeah. So that's, I'm trying to see if that has a value in the ISO. And I'm not so sure, we got upcoming school coming up at Pena County. It's Northwest Ohio Volunteer Firemen's Association School, and I'm hoping that there is a segment on ISO education and or ratings available to us to attend, and I was going to attend that if it's available this year. I tried to go to it last year, but the speaker, something happened, he got sick or something, and he didn't show.
Any other public participation? Seeing none. Alex, none. Okay. Mm-hmm. Real quick. Are we moving forward with trying to get rid of some of these vehicles?
We are. We have a couple guys that are going to be going on baby leave here shortly. One next week should be delivering.
Okay.
And then it was a task that he feels he's going to have available time to use this for.
Okay.
And then I heard a rumor that Rocky Ridge, did you hear that one today, Kevin? Yes. May want to start up a fire department. So I said, hey, I got a medic unit and a squad and a boat.
There you go.
All in one for you.
Okay, just one check.
Yeah.
All right. If we see no more public participation, our next meeting is February 24th, 7 p.m. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Oh, I'll make the motion.
I will second. Roll call, Dave Bench, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Did you see that? Did you get a publication or email from National Weather Service about identifying cracks out on the lake or ice flow or ice jams?
I did not.
I'll forward mine to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You might find that.
Don't they got one going from Canada to
Maine?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I did see that one on a post online. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's basically ice monitors. If someone's available, you see something, start sharing it to the National.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's handy.
I'll just forward that email that I received.
Yeah, I plowed my sister's driveway out the other day. Could you see it for me finally? Thank you.
Mr. Okay. Okay. Nancy called me. She said, I'm trying to get 30,000 out of it.
Oh, no. Yeah. I she's too busy. I go, I can't even get in the driveway. My sister's out. I go, I'm not shoveling that out. So,
when you look at it, the truck's only got 125,000 miles. That's low mileage for a kind of cute like that.
I bet within a couple of weeks.
A lot of Iowa.
Yeah. But it also has, it has a power pad, a power load system.
So feisty, needy.
That itself is $15,000, so the truck could be worth $15,000.
So it's fully.
Well, you want the bag?
Nope.
Throw it in the office, I don't want it for anything.
I should give you my.
Well, there's no vehicle.
Bear vehicle, I mean.
It's the bear vehicle ready to go, it's ready to go, you can go into service tomorrow. And what blows me away is why Toledo wouldn't buy it, but their fleet management said no.
Heavy truck stuff, so, do you guys need any of that?
But they don't have enough medic units to keep on the road. As well as fire trucks, cause they beat the hell out of them. Well, they run soft, and you know, they're running, you know, all day, every day, these trucks are running. They've got vehicles that have 250, 300,000. The other part was.
That's because they go to lunch all the time.
The other part was, they.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
They can't get it.
So it's gonna sell at a little bit of a premium, hopefully, in theory.
I saw a thing in.